The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. There's a little story about a number of politicians who were speeding down a country lane in a coach, and the coach swerved and ended up in a field and crashed into a tree and overturned. And a farmer in whose field they had crashed eventually came along to see what had happened and discovered, as he thought, most of them had died. And a couple of days later, the local sheriff was coming along the same road and saw the bus that had been in the crash. And so he went and knocked on the farmer's door and he said, "What happened to all the politicians?" And the farmer said, "Well," he said, "I dug a grave and I buried them all." And the sheriff said, "Were they all dead?" And the farmer replied, "Well," he said, "one or two of them said they weren't dead, but you know what politicians are like. They normally lie." How true that is at the present time is becoming more and more and more difficult every day to really believe what you see, and especially what you hear. And very often when we listen to our politicians or those who should be telling us the truth. Now the Holy Spirit this evening, I was looking up some definitions of the Holy Spirit, and he's part of the Trinity. And as we know, the Holy Trinity, which we'll be celebrating very shortly, the Feast of the Holy Trinity, it is a mystery. And most people define a mystery as something that we cannot understand. But in fact, that's not totally true. A mystery has endless understandings to the degree that we never fully get to the end of how we can understand it. And that's part of the mystery of the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, in the past, in my time, I remember referring to the Holy Spirit as the Holy Ghost. that didn't ring or bring up or bring up a very nice picture in my mind, because I was scared of ghosts, as most people were. So a better name is the Holy Spirit. Now, in the very beginning of the book of Genesis, we read that in the beginning there was a voidless mass, and the Holy Spirit hovered over it, and it refers as the Spirit of God. And then we come to Jesus in the Gospels, and Jesus said, and we were reading it very recently in the Gospel of John, unless I go away, the Spirit will not come. And it's better for you if I go, because then the Spirit will come. So now we're getting some idea of what the Holy Spirit is like. It's the Spirit of Jesus, is the Spirit of God living within us. So we go and look at the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. And in that letter he tells us there are two kinds of spirits. There's the spirit of the world and the spirit of God. And the spirit of the world is a spirit of envy, anger, gossip, factionalism, idolatry, impurity, self-centeredness, bitterness, lack of forgiveness. We see examples of that every day. We see it very especially among those in power, castigating one another, denigrating one another. That's the spirit of the world, the spirit of greed, the spirit of individualism. What is it? What is in it for me? Me, me, me. Whereas the Spirit of God, if we are really allowing the Spirit of God to guide us, is the spirit of charity, of joy, of peace, of patience, of goodness, long-suffering, mildness, faith, fidelity, charity, chastity, and most of all, the spirit of truth. So I want to ask you this evening, how much influence does the Holy Spirit have in your life? The Holy Spirit that, whether you believe it or not, or know it or not, is living within you. It's the Spirit of God. It's your real self, your true self. And how often do you act or behave according to that Spirit? The Spirit of peace. The Spirit of joy. When people look at you, do they see any joy in your life? If you rarely smile or you rarely laugh, what's wrong? Oh, you might say, what is there to laugh about? What is there to be joyful about? Many things. If you have your health, what a joy. If you can get out of bed in the morning, wonderful. Thank God. Thank God. I'm alive today. I can see. I have the gift of sight. I have the gift of hearing. The gift of taste. I can. So why that's the spirit within you to open your eyes. That's called the spirit of awareness. Awareness. Something that I pray for every day, the gift of awareness. And I ask the Lord to pour out his spirit upon me, to give me the gift of wisdom. You can never get wisdom, no matter how many books you read, no how many lectures you listen to, or whatever college you go to. You can have all the degrees you can possibly have, and still you may not have wisdom, because wisdom is a gift from the Lord. And so you pray for the gift of wisdom. The gift of wisdom, the gift of understanding, the gift of insight to see what is important and what is not important in life. That's a wonderful gift. These are all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And as we look around to today and during this week, we look around, how lacking is that spirit in the world today and here in this very country? There's so much anger and bitterness and turmoil. It was just absolutely mind-boggling. It was almost torturous to look the last few evenings and again today at any kind of news on the television, people being called all kinds of names, people being shouted at, buildings being burned, being torched. What good is that going to do? What is that going to achieve except more disharmony, more bitterness, more suffering, more pain? Why can't we listen? Why can't we listen? The people we see doing things like that, they are not bad people. They are frustrated people. It's the only way they know of showing their feelings. But it's a better way of showing your feelings without doing terrible damage to one another's livelihoods and one another's lives. I know, and I agree thoroughly with the fact that somebody needs to tackle the whole area of racism in this country. The crime that happened, or probably saw happening last Monday night, was very, very racist in its nature. Maybe that's not a popular thing to say, but it's a truthful thing to say. And that's another gift of the Holy Spirit, to be able to stand up and speak the truth and be for those who suffer injustice on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, on a minute-to-minute basis, just because of their ethnicity or the color of their skin. That is totally, totally wrong and totally against the spirit we're talking about this evening, the Holy Spirit. And so let's stop and think about that. Where are we in all this? What is our attitude in all this? What is your attitude? What are your feelings when you, for example, look at the news today on television, when you see what is happening all around us, when we see what is happening at the moment in Los Angeles? Do you agree with that? How do you feel about that? What do you think about that? And discuss that this evening. Talk about it. Talk about it to your friends. You can call them on the phone. Talk about it to your families. And most of all, if you are parents of a young family or you have teenagers in your home and are listening to me and looking in at this Mass, have a discussion after Mass. Ask them how they feel about it. And would they want to be down in a moment in the middle of Los Angeles, touching cars, burning buildings, attacking the police? Would they want to be down there? Hopefully not. We must learn that violence gets us nowhere. And that is what the Spirit is saying to us this evening in very practical terms. And I ask you, listen to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.